This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. You've heard me speak numerous times on how wounds in the soul allow demonic spirits to attack you and even make you sick. Over and over again on these programs, we've been applying dunamis to our inner man to get healed of those wounds. Once your soul is healed, then those spirits don't have the right to afflict you anymore. Here's the problem. Even after you get your soul healed, those evil spirits have one job, and that's to torment you for as long as possible. Believe you me, even if they don't have the legal right to be there, they will try to stay until you command them to leave in the name of Jesus. On today's show, I'm going to teach you about an anointing called exousia. It's the anointing that releases Christ's authority when you say the name of Jesus. Exousia is the muscle that kicks demons off your life once your soul is healed by dunamis. The Bible says Jesus gave both power, which is dunamis, and authority, which is exousia, to his disciples because they needed both the power to heal people's souls and the authority to command spirits to leave. When I started to understand the difference between these two anointings and how they work hand in hand together, my level of dominion over the enemy went higher than ever. I remember one time I was getting healed of a wound that was connected to head trauma. I had gotten that injury when the president of a biker club that I had been warring with tried to kill me. He took the master link off the chain of my motorcycle and caused the chain to snap and wrap around the tire as I was going 50 miles an hour down the street. I ended up T-boning a curb, flipping over 3 times, and landing on my head. I had a severe concussion amongst many other injuries. Plus, my soul was totally wounded by that trauma. Now, although that incident happened over a decade ago, I was still suffering from extreme head and neck pain for years afterwards. That is, until I learned how to get healed. So one night, I was working on getting healed of that trauma. I commanded the wound in my soul to be filled with dunamis. Then shortly afterwards, God showed me a picture of it getting healed. Unfortunately, after that happened, I forgot to release my exousia anointing to command the spirit of trauma to come off of me in the name of Jesus. I remember going to bed feeling great, but in the middle of the night, I had a dream, and in it, I saw that spirit of trauma was still there attacking me. When I woke up, my head hurt worse than ever. But once I released my exousia anointing by commanding the spirit to go in the name of Jesus, it left and it's never come back. I learned that night the importance of utilizing both the anointings of exousia and dunamis together. Once you understand how to operate in these two anointings and how they work hand in hand, your authority is going to dramatically increase too. Have you guys ever read Matthew 10? Where it says that Jesus called his disciples together and he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and heal the sick. I'm sure you've all read that, right? Have you ever wondered what the difference was? It says he gave them power and authority. Isn't that kind of like the same thing? Actually, it's not. Those are two different Greek words, and they are two different kinds of anointings. And they both do unique things, but they both work perfectly together. And it's actually necessary for us to be operating in them both. So let me explain to you what these two anointings do so that you can begin to understand them better and you can begin to walk in them better and execute them better and have a full knowledge and use of them because of the revelation you're going to receive.
says that Jesus called his 12 disciples together and he gave them power and authority. The word power there is the Greek word dunamis. The word authority there is the Greek word exousia. So let's talk about it. You already know a lot about dunamis. He gave them power, which is dunamis. Two of the meanings of that are the power to perform miracles and excellence of soul, which means that Jesus gave his disciples the same thing he had. Remember in Acts 10, it said that God anointed Jesus with power, which is dunamis. And he went around doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. So Jesus had the power to perform miracles because of this anointing of dunamis. And he also had the ability to heal people in their souls, make them excellent of soul because of dunamis. Well, he gave that same anointing to his disciples, which meant that Peter, James, John, all the disciples, they all had the ability to do the miraculous, the power to perform a miracle because they possessed the dunamis anointing. They also had the ability to heal people in their souls, even themselves in their souls, because they possessed the anointing of dunamis, and it means excellent of soul. So they had power. Jesus gave it to them, but they also had authority. What is that? It is the Greek word exousia. And let me explain to you what it means. When you look up the Greek word exousia in the Strong's Concordance, there's a lot going on there. It basically says that this is a very powerful heaven's governmental anointing. Now, I'm just going to focus on one aspect of exousia so that you can simply understand it at its very base level. If you look up in the Strong's, and I think it's definition number 4, it says that it means this: the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. So see, exousia is the power that causes demonic spirits to submit to you and obey you when you give a command. When you command a demon to bow in the name of Jesus, it's exousia that's released. That's the power that accompanies that command. If you loose someone of a spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus, exousia is released. It's the power that forces that spirit of infirmity to leave that person. If you command a mountain to move in the name of Jesus, it's exousia that is released, and it forces that mountain to move. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That's what exousia is. That's one of the meanings. It means the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Where does exousia come from? It comes, just like dunamis, from Jesus Christ. Remember, through the resurrection of Christ, dunamis was made available to all believers. Amen? Well, it's the same thing with exousia. You see, Jesus Christ possessed all authority, all exousia in both heaven and earth. That's what Matthew 28 says. It says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them and saying, all power, exousia, is given unto me in heaven and earth. So Jesus carried the full measure of this anointing called exousia. The Father gave him it, gave him every bit of authority in both heaven and in earth. So Jesus possessed it all. And one of the many things Jesus did with it is he used it to make demons obey his commands. Listen, Mark 1 says this. This is a story where Jesus is in the synagogue, and it says that there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know thee. You are out the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn the man, he cried with a loud voice, and he came out of him. So it says that Jesus gave this spirit several commands. He rebuked the spirit, he told him to hold his peace, and he commanded him to come out of the man, and the spirit obeyed him. Why did that spirit obey Jesus? Well, everybody will look at you and say, well, it's because he's Jesus. Wrong answer. Do you remember what Philippians and even Hebrews says about Jesus? In Philippians 2, it says, Jesus stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, and that he became like men and was born a human being. See, Jesus came to earth as a man. He got tired like a man. He got hungry like a man. He got thirsty like a man. He came to earth as a man without sin. He had to, otherwise he could not have been the atoning sacrifice for the rest of mankind. Jesus came here to earth as a man without sin. Why do you think he did that? He did that for several reasons. For one, to be the atoning sacrifice for us, but for two, to show us that whatever he did as a man, which means we could do it too. Amen? So when you see him rebuking demons, it means we can do it too. When you see him healing the sick, it means we can do it too. When we see him doing miracles, signs, and wonders, it means we can do it too. Because he came as a man to show us that we as men could do whatever he could do. In fact, he said, greater things than these shall you do. Amen?
When I was in prison, the Holy Spirit taught me so much that eventually I started teaching Bible studies. Today, we receive tons of letters from inmates reporting the same thing happening to them. They're being so transformed through the materials we send them that they're becoming worship leaders, starting prayer groups, and leading Bible studies right in their own prisons. With your help, we must raise up even more leaders from within the walls.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her book, Soul Decrees, along with Soaking Symphony CD by Janie Duvall. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change.
Did you know the Bible says the Word has the power to heal your soul? In this little book, Soul Decrees, I've put together some powerful prayers that when you speak them over your life, they will establish healing to your wounded soul, your physical body, and your finances. This is the perfect tool to use every day to get your miracle.
Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Decrees and Soaking Symphony. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
What gave the man named Jesus the power to command demons was this anointing of exousia that the Father gave him. It says when Jesus was in that synagogue, he, quote, rebuked that spirit, saying, hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of the man. So here is the answer in the next verse of how Jesus, the Son of Man, here on earth, was able to force that demon to obey him. It says, and the people were all amazed when this happened, insomuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority, exousia, he commandeth even the unclean spirits. Remember, exousia means the power of him whose will and commands must be obeyed by others. You see, when Jesus, as a man, commanded that demon to leave, the power that was released was exousia, and that demon was forced to obey Jesus, the man's commands. Do you understand? All right. Here's the cool part. God gave it to Jesus. Jesus gives it to us. Matthew 10 says, and Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, and he gave them power, dunamis, and authority, exousia. Are you a disciple? So you get power, dunamis, exousia, authority. To what? Drive out unclean spirits and to heal the sick. Amen? So now when we say a command, like bow in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus, I cast you out in the name of Jesus, it's exousia that is released when we speak that command. And that power of exousia forces the evil spirits to obey our command. When we say bow, they bow. When we say be bound, they are bound. But notice this. When we give the command, we do it differently than Jesus did it in that story. When we say the command, we say it in the name of Jesus. Why? Because remember what Matthew 28 says, that God gave Jesus all exousia, and he gives it to us, right? So all of it belongs to Jesus, and so we have to say his name when we make a command because it's his name that gives us the right to receive it, carry it, and release it. Now, why is this important? Why am I pointing this out? Why do you need to know this? Because it said that Jesus gave the disciples power, which is dunamis, and authority, which is exousia. You see, you need them both. Why? Think about it. Let's say, like the woman bowed over with the spirit of infirmity, right? She's got a spirit on her, but she's also got a wound in her soul, right? Because that word infirmity means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. So she's sick in her body, she's sick in her soul, and she's got a spirit on her. What would you need to get rid of that? Well, let's see. What would you do first? You go, well, let's get rid of the wound in the soul, right? So I think I'll go, and first I'm going to pray that dunamis, the dunamis anointing I'm carrying, will be released on that woman. So I'm going to pray, first of all, I'm going to get rid of that infirmity in your soul. So I just release my dunamis anointing right now, and I pray that you would become excellent of soul, because that's what dunamis means. And I release that resurrection dunamis power right now, and you're going to be healed in your soul in the name of Jesus. You are infirmed in your soul no more. So bam, your dunamis anointing heals the wound in the soul, right? Now that wound is gone. Well, now let's get rid of that spirit that's making her sick, right? So then you go, now I'm going to release my exousia. I command you, spirit of infirmity, to leave in the name of Jesus. And then that governmental power is released, and it forces that demon to obey your command. And then you say, now I'm going to release dunamis again. Power to perform a miracle, Lord. Now heal her spine. Fix the damage that that spirit has done to her. Cause her to have a new spine. I'm releasing my anointing of dunamis. I'm back to dunamis again. I'm going to go back and forth to these two anointings, and I'm going to get the job completely done. Do you understand? See, if you just had dunamis, you could heal the soul wound. You could perform a miracle in the body, but that spirit would stay there as long as it could until you kicked it out. With the power of exousia, because that's what forces demons to submit to your commands in the name of Jesus. Now, if you only had exousia, you'd go in there and you'd be commanding and commanding and commanding that demon to go, but it wouldn't have to go. It wouldn't have to bow to the command in the name of Jesus, because it had a legal right to still be there, because there was still a wound in the soul. And you didn't know about dunamis. So you weren't getting the soul healed. You were just exercising your exousia anointing. I believe that's what the church has been doing. The church has been commanding demons to leave. They've been releasing this anointing of exousia and commanding demons to bow and commanding demons to leave and commanding demons to be cast out in the name of Jesus. And the demons not going because they weren't using the other anointing. Jesus wants you to have dunamis. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? See, you don't see it happening, but that's what's happening in the spirit. Different mode, different anointing. Soul healing mode, what anointing is that? Dunamis. Command mode, what anointing is that? Exousia. Creative miracle mode, what is that? Dunamis. Do it again. Soul healing mode. Dunamis. Command mode. Dunamis. Miracle mode. Dunamis. You need them all? You get it? You need both.
Let's walk through the complete steps for healing the soul. Do you remember how we start? We always begin with the blood. Leviticus 17 says it's the blood that atones for the soul. That's what the blood does. It washes away the sin that wounds your soul. Remember, the Bible is clear. Sin wounds us. In Isaiah 30, 26, it says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds that came because of their sin. Sin wounds us. And it is the blood that washes away the sin in our souls. So let's start with the blood. Pray with me now. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for any sin that I committed that wounded my soul. I know your blood atones for every sin in me. So wash me clean of every trespass, every transgression, every iniquity, every rebellion, every sin of unforgiveness, and every sin, both known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. I decree your blood is going back in time to every place that I or my ancestors may have sinned. Send your blood all the way back to the garden and wash away every sin throughout time in my family line. I apply the power of the cross right now to my soul. I decree that I am forgiven in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, now part of the process of getting your soul healed for your breakthrough is to forgive people. No matter what they've done to you, when you do that, you're gonna get the healing. So let's pray again together. Say, Lord Jesus, I forgive anyone that has sinned against me. No matter what that sin was, I know my breakthrough is going to come when I forgive. I believe you. You will bring me into freedom as I walk through this with you. So I forgive every person that has hurt me, cheated me, abused me, robbed me, talked about me, criticized me, abandoned me. I forgive anyone that has rejected me, hated me, betrayed me, deceived me, or neglected me. I release the power of the cross into every one of these situations. And I repent for any unforgiveness I've held on to. And I ask that you would cleanse me of it right now by the power of your blood, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're not gonna stop there, are we? Because we need both the cross and the resurrection. Sin has wounded our soul, and dunamis power from the resurrection is going to heal those wounds. Remember what Paul said in Philippians 3:10. I want to know him, meaning Christ, and the power of his resurrection. That word power is the Greek word dunamis, which according to the Strong's means the power to perform a miracle and excellence of soul. This power that comes from the resurrection has the ability to heal your physical body and to heal your wounded soul as well. Remember in Acts 10:38, it said that God anointed Jesus with power, which is dunamis, and he used that power to heal everyone that was oppressed of the devil. So let's apply that power now to receive your healing. Pray with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I decree the same power that you used to heal people in their bodies and their souls lives in me. I've been resurrected with you, so dunamis power lives in my spirit. I release it right now into my wounded soul and into my physical body. I decree every wound inside of me that came from sin or trauma is being healed right now by resurrection dunamis power. Now just continue to say this with me. Say, I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. And I have the power to perform a miracle in my physical body as well. Say, I decree that dunamis is healing every sickness, every disease, and every disorder in my soul and my body right now in Jesus' name. I'm being healed in soul and body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's do our last step. This is where we release Christ's authority in us by speaking the name of Jesus. When we speak the name of Jesus, it releases the anointing of exousia that Christ gives to all his disciples. Remember, the word exousia means the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to and obeyed. So your soul just got healed by dunamis. Now, as you say the name of Jesus, demons will have to submit to your command. Okay, are you ready? Let's pray together. Say, in the name of Jesus, I release the exousia anointing I'm carrying right now. Jesus gave it to me, so every spirit afflicting my soul, my body, and any other part of my life must go now. In Jesus' name, I decree to every demonic assignment, you must obey my command now. In the name of Jesus, keep on praying with me. Just say, I command you to leave right now. In Jesus' name, loose me. In Jesus' name, go. In the name of Jesus, take with you every disease and every affliction that you put on me. I break your assignments right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it again, in Jesus' name, amen. When I was in prison, the Holy Spirit taught me so much that eventually I started teaching Bible studies. Today, we receive tons of letters from inmates reporting the same thing happening to them. They're being so transformed through the materials we send them that they're becoming worship leaders, starting prayer groups, and leading Bible studies right in their own prisons. With your help, we must raise up even more leaders from within the walls.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her book, Soul Decrees, along with Soaking Symphony CD by Janie Duvall. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change.
Did you know the Bible says the Word has the power to heal your soul? In this little book, Soul Decrees, I've put together some powerful prayers that when you speak them over your life, they will establish healing to your wounded soul, your physical body, and your finances. This is the perfect tool to use every day to get your miracle.
Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Decrees and Soaking Symphony. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to tell you the amazing story about my mom's 25-year-long illness and how it drove me to find answers that led to the healing ministry we carry today. If you are sick or have a loved one who has been suffering terribly, this show is going to change your life. Don't miss it. We'll see you next week.